run back, run out, stop, make it a little bit more challenging.
These young football referees in Melbourne are practicing their skills. They're running through offside drills, which is one of the more difficult decisions a referee must make. Astro Sakalis is one of the referees involved.
Had a keen interest for the whistle when I was a bit younger. My sister used to play, my dad used to coach, and mum used to be involved, so I decided to take it up through there. And then once I finished up playing, pursued it, and it's kind of helped me have some transferable skills throughout work and stuff, and also keep fit and engage with the game, which I quite enjoy.
Football Victoria's referee development manager Andrew Memorakis says the organisation has no difficulty finding referees eager to get involved.
Yeah, look, we want to recruit anyone who loves the sport. There's so many different facets to join. So one of them could be that you want to get some pocket money. You know, you're 14, 15 years old, it's sort of your first job. There's a lot that do come to us who are passionate about playing, and probably 90% of those who do join and who we recruit actually are active in the football community, either as a coach or a player.
It's the retention of referees that's proving to be a challenge. The main deterrent is the verbal and physical abuse of officials. Courtney Van Dyson says she's received verbal attacks aimed at her gender.
Getting told, get back into the kitchen where you belong, you don't know the rules, why are you even here, you're female, why are you giving these decisions, why are you listening to a female? Like, it shouldn't matter if I'm male or female. Like, my referee counterparts see me the exact same as equal, so why can't all the players and the spectators and the coaches see me as equal as well?
She says the abuse is getting worse since crowds returned after the pandemic.
I've never had any until this year, honestly. I don't know if it's because we're at a higher level. I've received it both in the male and the female divisions.
Last month, a man was charged after allegedly attacking a football referee in Sydney. Referee development manager Andrew Memorakis says that was confronting to see.
I think the biggest thing is the impact it has on other people in our lives. So I shared that with my fiance, and when she saw it, she immediately got sick to her stomach and thought, well, that's not safe. You know, why are you going out there? You've got a newborn son now.
Football Victoria has welfare officers at games and is also using a phone app to try and make it safer for referees. The Ref Live app allows referees to track their matchday experiences, so the organisation will know if a particular club has a history of abusing officials.
It's been used across the board at all levels, junior levels, and with that data we can then use it to actually go out to clubs and educate them on what the abuse does to the individual.
Other codes across the country are struggling to attract enough referees at grassroots level. Last year, the AFL claimed at the community level it was 5,000 referees short. Rugby league is also experiencing a shortage.
From your terminology there, Heath, right, you're virtually saying it's either a send-off or a penalty, there's no middle ground. Because you're saying didn't think it was forceful and stuff like
Dungutty
that.
Dungutty man Gavin Badger refereed 300 NRL games, and now he's training the next generation in New South Wales. He says the poor treatment of professional referees is turning people away.
I think in this day and age with social media and the amount of TV shows dedicated to particular sports, and in particular rugby league in our sport, we've got quite a few where they have to fill content, and a lot of the times it's talking about referees' decisions. And I think at the elite level, they overly scrutinise the officials. I think that's a big thing, which doesn't make it very, a good option for young kids to come into if they think that that's the case.
He wants to see more Indigenous and female referees pick up the whistle.
You know, we need to look at any area where we are deficient and have smaller numbers that we can improve, because we need to build our base as big as we can and have as many people involved as possible.
Sean Wales, SBS News.